Good morning, good morning. Happy to be with you again. A little chilly in here this morning. Not in Florida anymore. So our theme today is going to be, what would it take? Okay. So I'd like you to take in a deep breath and to follow it down deep, deeply down. Follow the breath in and out without engaging any thought of what is happening, what is appearing, or what is being experienced. Just follow the breath, resting in the breath and resting in reality, that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. Just following the breath and resting in the knowing that that which is speaking is that which is listening. It is consciousness talking to consciousness about consciousness. Follow another breath, just aware of the happening without comment. And again, just aware of any appearances as they pass by, resting and letting go. Follow another breath deep within. Rest in this deep silence. Rest in the deepness of your own being. Be still. Does it feel to be resting in the very depths of your being? Resting in the stillness that is you. How is it to rest in the peace and stillness that is always present? So take a moment to recognize the magnitude of this. Resting in your own pure presence of stillness and peace. Follow another breath, letting go, resting in the stillness. This quiet, this stillness that you are experiencing is always present. Doesn't matter what the appearance might be. And it doesn't matter what thoughts are coming and going. It doesn't matter what mind is trying to say. This that is right now is always present. Always. It is always yourself that is here. There is nowhere you can go. There is no place you can go and not be the presence of stillness and peace. You are the source of it. It flows infinitely from within you. As you rest here in this stillness, in this silence, do not let imagination make explanations. Do not let imagination have any say as to what is present. Be still. You are resting in the stillness of your own being. What is present is always and forever you, yourself, your awareness, pure presence. Your silence. As you rest in the reality of your being, you are in devotion to yourself, to the life that you are, to the present that you are. Stay devoted to yourself and rest in knowing this peace and silence without comment. Know this peace. Know this silence. Know that this is yourself. Take in a deep breath and drink deeply of this awareness. If thoughts come, let them pass by. There is no need of them. If feelings or sensations rise up, let them pass by. You are the stillness that you are resting in. You are not body. You are not mind. You are this stillness that you are aware of and that is present right now. This truth, this awareness, this pure consciousness is always all that is ever present, always presence. It is always what is always here. It is yourself. And it is all that is. Nothing else can be here. There are not two. There is but one presence of life, joy, happiness, peace. This is you. Does not matter what the thoughts are. Does not matter what the appearances are. It does not matter what the beliefs are. It does not matter your intelligence or ignorance. This stillness, this peace, this silence. This is all that is. This is what you are seeking. This is what you are looking for, studying for, reading for, listening for. This stillness. This is the Christ consciousness. This is the pure consciousness. This consciousness is all that has ever been and all that will ever be. Right now, this is it. And there is no truth but this one. You are the oneness. You are always this stillness. You are the silence out of which all things manifest. And any belief other than this is by your own misperception, your own misinterpretation. And that misinterpretation only gives the appearance that something other than what is truly here is here. It cannot not be here. It is infinite. Take a deep breath, letting go as you release. Now, what would it take for you to open your eyes right now and see that you are already awake? What would it take? What would it take for you to open your eyes and see that you are already this one presence, this stillness, this silence? What would it take for you to see that you are already the formless, the unborn stillness, the silence, and the essence of all life, and that you are that right now? Right now. What would it take? Okay. Take a breath. So let's take a look at some things that could be going on. So maybe, just maybe, you are still talking about or having thoughts about, perhaps wondering, when will I wake up? Dear Lord, it's been such a long time. When will I get it? Or perhaps believing in thoughts about needing to attain more understanding about God. Then maybe I'll wake up. Maybe I'll get to take that big step. Or maybe someday I will understand all of this. So if that or something that like that is sounding familiar, or just take a look for yourself within, if there's any barriers there. So I want to take a look at these ideas. Okay, so the first one. I wonder when I will wake up. Okay, well, consciousness is not asleep. Consciousness has not been asleep. Consciousness is not asleep now. Consciousness, which is you, okay? This is about you. Consciousness has confused itself as being a body and a mind. Consciousness has confused itself by believing the thoughts that rise to its awareness. But consciousness is not sleeping. Okay. So there is really no waking up. It is about recognizing I am this. This right now, this peace and this stillness and this silence. That out from this silence and stillness emanates this awareness of oneness and unconditional love. I am that right now. Because there's nothing else you can be right now. Only mind, only thoughts will tempt you to believe otherwise. So you are this stillness that you have been in. You are that right now. Stillness, the one self, the pure Christ consciousness in this moment, right now. And the second one. I feel I need to attain more understanding about God. Perhaps also meaning this journey, this spiritual understanding, the teachings of different teachers. I need more understanding of these things. But more understanding about God. But then ask yourself, how would you go about getting more information about God? How would you do that? The mind deals in the five senses. So if you have given this to mind, you are attempting to see, touch, taste, hear, and smell the presence of God. Well, that won't do. Because you cannot see it. You cannot touch it. You cannot feel it. You cannot hear it or taste it. And we certainly cannot describe it. So, what is being accepted as a legitimate idea seems like a good idea. I need more understanding. That would be like water saying, I need more understanding as to what wet is. Think about that for a moment. It seems like a good idea, right? Mind says it's a good idea to get more understanding about God, and then you'll wake up. And again, what is being acknowledged as a great idea would be like water saying, I need more understanding as to what wet is. Then I will be water. Then I will be water when I have this understanding. Or like the sun saying, I need more understanding about shining light. And when I have that understanding, then I will be the sun. But as water is naturally wet, and as the sun is naturally shining, you are naturally God. You are naturally Christ consciousness. You are naturally pure awareness. And the third one was maybe someday I will understand. But then, just as we have spoken so many times, that little red flag comes up. And you say, okay, who is the I that is someday going to understand? Where is that I? Okay, so these are the questions you would ask. So when you believe in the thoughts that are saying the usual one, you're not there yet. I was angry today, so I really need more understanding. I had judgmental thoughts today, so I need to do some more listening. I'm not quite ready. Any thoughts that you believe that are telling you are not what you are right now? You are believing in a thief. And that thief is stealing your happiness. That thief is stealing your peace and your joy. And that thief, the thoughts, the doubts, all of that is like a thief when you believe in them and it is stealing your rightful life, your life of Christ. Your life is God. Your life is presence. Okay. So you have to ask yourself, where does my attention lie? Where does my desire lie? And that desire might be in those things we have just spoken of. That desire might be to give more attention to the mind and the thoughts than to the self. To meditate only on the self. To give attention only to the self. To come back to self every time there is a leading away from this silence and peace. If that is the desire, to give more attention to the mind and learning and trying to understand, then that is fine. There is nothing that is going to stop you from pursuing that desire. If that is not your desire, then give all your attention to yourself, of God, to the Christ in you. Be devoted only to yourself, which is God. And abide there. And when it feels like you have left there, return immediately to the stillness, to the silence within, to yourself. And there is nothing that can stop you from pursuing this desire. Okay. So be still in the presence you are in this very instant, no matter what thoughts are saying, no matter what old beliefs are walking through the mind. Be still in the presence you are this moment and see clearly the non-reality and rest in truth. So, what would it take for you to open your eyes right now? And see that you are already the one presence. What would it take? Are you ready to open your eyes? Okay. Happy blessings. Do you have any comments? Any? We have a comment and a question. We're good.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love. You're
Thank you.
welcome.
Mary?
Yes, love.
May I ask a question? You needn't address it this time, perhaps
Certainly.
in another Zoom call. But I wondered if you'd talk to us a little bit more about oneness, because sometimes I find it very hard to, although I understand and can see spiritually our oneness. Sometimes I find it hard to stay in that place of realizing and recognizing that there's only one here when there appears to be so many billion others.
Right. That when we seemingly come in and go out, that's just a habit. We habitually recognize 8 billion people on the planet. We habitually recognize space between objects, and that makes separation in mind, That space between bodies, that space between objects, well, bodies are objects, but it is conditioned within us, first of all, to see that space as separation. So we see the bodies are spaced apart, they're separate. They're separate from this body. That body is separate from that body. So that conditioning, that habit of separation kicks in. So it just is the more that you be in the awareness that the bodies are not the oneness. The bodies have nothing to do with the oneness. What you were just in today, that is the oneness, the stillness, the self, and that is yourself, and that self is infinitely manifest and utilizing every body as a vehicle, and that's what you want to see. You don't, it would be an effort to say, keep seeing space and saying that there's no separation. Let that go. That's just habit. Begin to look from where you were today. This presence that I was deeply in today. Hopefully you are all deeply in today. This stillness, this silence, this is the oneness. The silence is the oneness. The essence is the oneness. And that essence utilizes all of these forms to make itself known. So not don't recognize the forms for what they are. They are a manifested vehicle for the presence of that consciousness. And it is the consciousness that is the oneness. So you have to kind of look I want to say look past the bodies, but that's not really it either. It's to when that sense of separation or that conditioning of separation comes about, you take that breath. There's that little flaggy waving. And I've been coloring and doing, but anyway, you take that moment and say, as you just said, there's times when I can't see that oneness. That's the flag. That's the taking the breath, closing the eyes, going within and feeling that stillness, that silence, feeling that, this is the oneness. This is the old present oneness. This. Can you see that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it helps.
So that would be the way to go about that. Even if it's plants, even if it's trees, we've never seen a tree. We've never seen a cat. We've never seen a dog. We've never seen a person. They have no existence. What the objects are instruments for the presence of consciousness. And it is the consciousness that is present that is the oneness. And that's your cue. That's where you look to be when that sense of separation is knocking at the door, so to speak. Okay. You have to be aware of when that is taking place, and you seemingly are. So then again, see that for what it is. That's just conditioned reflex about separation. What really is in here. So you take the breath. You let go of the ideas and the thoughts that are pushing you towards separation. Let them go and just return to this stillness within. And in doing that, okay, the habit becomes less and less of seeing the separation. But in doing that, you are recognizing I am. This is what is. And this is the oneness. And this is the oneness that is infinitely everywhere right now. This is the one self. There's one self. And I am infinitely everywhere right now. It's like right now. I know you're all seeing names or faces, and you're connecting the little labels to the forms and saying, oh, that's Mary, or oh, that's Kate, or oh, that's Martin, or oh, you know, and break that habit. There isn't anything here but yourself. You are literally speaking to yourself about yourself. Okay. So that the idea of this separate thing begins dissolving, begins losing its grip of being some kind of a truth.
I think the challenge really is, well, for me anyway, when myself seems to be saying or doing things which appear to be barbaric, horrendous, and that's when I find it difficult I think I wouldn't, Heather wouldn't do that, and God wouldn't do that, of course. But I absolutely hear what you're saying, and I do understand, and that's very helpful. Thank you.
But okay, let's take that one step there. You say that myself is doing horrendous things, and that wouldn't be there. But even as you're speaking the words, you are speaking from awareness. If you were not the one presence, you would not be aware of what you're reporting. So you always are the presence of pure consciousness, pure awareness. You're always aware. Okay. The thing of it is to do no judging. It just is. It's just what happens in the moment. But you remain the presence of that pure Christ consciousness, that pure awareness. You remain that at all times. That never goes away. You cannot, it's like the leopard can't change its spots. You cannot change what you already are. That pure presence, you can't change that. You can try to deny it. It causes a lot of suffering when we do that. You can try to deny it, or you can say that, see, I've done this, so I'm not that yet. Again, it's like the water saying, I need to know more about being wet. No, you're already it right now, and you're aware of what the persona or the identity, the separate identity thinks that it's doing. There is no separate identity. You do know that. Okay, that does not exist. The idea of a separate identity is just that, an idea. It has no reality. It has no truth. Okay, so these things transpire in consciousness. And it is only through your, as we said earlier, only through your own misunderstanding that you think that there is a person there perhaps doing something that it shouldn't be doing. And that's misperception. Your Christ itself is right there, aware of what is taking place. And it's there without judgment and unconditional love. Okay. You're always unconditional love. Even when mind is in the throes of judging, even when mind is in the chaos of arguing perhaps with others or calling others names or whatever goes on, right? You're always present as awareness. You're never the person. You are just aware of what is happening in the moment. But pure consciousness never becomes the person. There's no person there. There is just a happening in consciousness. You, in your misinterpretation of who you are, claim it to be a person, claim it to be someone or something doing something. And there is no doing. There is no doer. It's just a happening in the moment. And if you release it and let it go, you won't be tied to any thoughts and ideas that there's a person there that is not so good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. So be still as the presence you are in this very instant and see clearly the non-reality and rest in your truth. So let us pray. Most beloved one, in the heart, I am led from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real. I am led from suffering to joy, from chaos to peace. My life and God life are the same life. And apart from this, there is no other life. Rest in the truth that is your own being. Om Shante, Shante, Shante. Amen. And Namaste.